The Help America Vote Act, passed by Congress after the 2000 recount, requires that all disabled people be able to vote privately and independently. Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says they can't do that right now with the optical scan machines used throughout Wisconsin. Kennedy says it's time to update.
The equipment that was being purchased in the 90s is now due to be replaced, and so we will only let people buy equipment that's qualified to the latest standard. We won't let them buy old equipment.
That means the Elections Board will look at a variety of electronic voting machines. This week, they'll consider a bid by a company called Populex that uses a touchscreen like an ATM and prints out a paper record. For the time being, Kennedy says he'll recommend the board hold off on the company's bid. He thinks the way Populex's machines are set up right now might confuse people who vote for third-party candidates. Kennedy says any company would have to produce some kind of a paper record under current Wisconsin law. Madison Democratic Assemblyman Mark Pocan wants the state legislature to be more specific.
We want there to be an actual individual ballot so that that voter knows their vote was cast and cast correctly, and if we need to do a recount, we can cast each individual ballot rather than just going through some kind of a scroll on paper, which some could construe that's all state statute currently says.
Pocan introduced a similar measure last legislative session. Kennedy says electronic voting equipment would probably work side by side with older equipment to start. The state has to have the machines in place by January of next year. Otherwise, it risks losing federal funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.